Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is here. Colony, he is around. You heard right there, Thursday, the final preseason game tonight. Then it's real football starting next week. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Everything's great. How you doing?
I'm good. A little update from yesterday. Producer Matt, his computer shut off again today, even after the emails were accepted, received, and they got together and sort of talked about this issue that his computer shuts off every day. Is it 3:55, Producer Matt,
that
I believe?
Is correct, yes.
3:55, his computer shuts off. They sort of addressed it, and it still happened today.
So let me bring a different perspective on the conversation that I know Producer Matt had with one of our IT guys.
You were a witness.
I was a witness to this conversation yesterday, around 10:15 yesterday morning.
You've seen this.
I seen it.
Seen it with your
happened.
Own eyes.
Yeah, right there at Matt's desk.
Okay.
Mr. IT guy came back and proceeded to ask, you know, what the problem was. He thought he understood it. Okay, Matt explained why he needed it to be, if they're going to reboot the system, do it at, 2 a.m. or whatever.
Okay.
The look on IT guy's face when Matt explained to him the timing of everything, he said, well, why can't it reboot at whatever time, like at 4 a.m. when we have it set? Matt said, well, that's when I get in. Like, that's when we start preparing for the show.
I am preparing for what I need to do for my work day. Right.
I'm now convinced that said IT guy has no idea what the schedule is here, because he looked at Producer Matt and sort of looked to me for verification of, what are you doing here then?
Does he know it's a live radio station?
Yeah, and I explained to him, well, we start at 5:40.
Right.
And Matt will be starting at 5.
Okay.
So he's like, that's early. I said, yeah, it's early. It's early. That's kind of the concept of what we do. We get here in the morning.
Right, we don't show up and turn the microphone on.
Like, he was astounded.
We didn't get here 7 minutes ago.
Right, he was astounded that anyone preparing for a show would get to the building for the show any more than 30 seconds before it began.
It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Let me ask you this. Now my mind is being, if you heard the pre-show yesterday, you know that we told Matt to give the guy the hard sell to tell him to fix his computer and just get it done because he's a big on-air talent, major personality at the station now, starts his show on Tuesday. Wouldn't the IT guy at some point have seen that our key cards check into the building at a certain time?
That's a really good question.
That there's activity from our computers daily at a certain time, starting at
really
in and around, like generally between 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
That's another really strong point.
Not just yesterday. Not just...
For years now.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. So wouldn't that essentially lend to a 1 and 1 equals 2 situation.
Clue someone in.
That there is activity, that this office is abuzz starting at about 3:30 in the morning in preparation for a show that's 5:40. Preparation for a show that's going to begin at 5 a.m. with Producer Matt doing the big Producer Matt extravaganza that begins at 5 bells.
Early morning show.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
not getting involved because I'll get frustrated. Like, I am not
Matt,
stepping in here, Matt. You need to go to the big boss. And when I mean big boss, I mean the big boss.
Matt, rate the level of frustration on my face yesterday in having the discussion with Mr. IT Man.
It was about a 7.5.
Was it?
Wait, 10.
It wasn't one of the, because I know the Chris Mack level of frustration. So it wasn't one of the, like, yell and scream. It was one of these.
Yeah, it was like a
sigh. Was it a sigh? Like, I can't believe you can't connect dots here,
yes,
pal.
Yes, it was a heavy sigh.
It was a, really, man, really?
Yeah. It was more of a dejected frustration.
Like when our boss told us that we're going to start to do like a television show starting next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Chris gave him the heavy sigh. And he said, "What's the problem with that?" And you say, "Well, you know,
we do a radio show."
Correct. So there's that. Well, an online thing that we're doing. So nonetheless, fast forward, okay? So I've now understood what the beginning of the sort of meeting was, so to speak, the impromptu meeting. Then the meat of the impromptu meeting. How did it all end? Get me there.
It ended. Did you get a resolution?
He said, Matt? "Yeah, I understand." And we'll make it happen.
He was gonna fix it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Fast forward to 3:55 today. What happened to your computer?
It reset.
There we go. There we go. Now we're here. Now this is the good stuff. Now we're right in the. Now we're right into it. Now we're right there where the protagonist and the antagonist get
the rising action is approaching a climax.
We're page 161 of this 200-page book.
Now, I will say here we go. This is where I think the disconnect might have been.
Mm.
So in the email and in the discussions, I repeatedly said that the show would start on Tuesday of next week. But I also said that I'm preparing as if I'm going on the air during this week.
Okay.
But if he heard that it starts on Tuesday, maybe in his mind he thinks, okay, I have some time here to fix this issue before Tuesday.
You were...
That's about the only way that I can see there was a disconnect.
You allowed a disconnect.
By saying it was Tuesday.
No, here's how you allow a disconnect. Hey, let's have a discussion about this. I am starting this show on Tuesday. I'm kind of getting in here a little bit. This different stuff is happening, you know. So there's a disconnect. There's producer Matt. Here's the way that there can be no disconnect.
Here we go.
Listen, here's the deal. I have this thing that's starting next week. I need it fixed for tomorrow. My computer keeps shutting off. Can you please just make it work starting tomorrow? That's what you do for a living. What I do for a living is talking to a microphone. And so for me to talk into a microphone starting on Tuesday, I need it to work tomorrow, pal. Can you fix it? Thanks. And that's real clear. See, like, sometimes you get the elephant with the peanuts. Sometimes you get him with the whip. This is one of those times you can't allow wiggle room. You just can't. If you're going to be a major personality at this station, you need to start kicking ass. You need to stop with the whole, I'm going to be everybody's friend, I'm Johnny Nice Guy. They're not paying you all this money for you to sit around and to act like you're Dr. Knowledge. You know, start telling people what time it is.
I think what needs to be reinforced here too, Matt, is we saw the way IT guy talked to me when I had questions about loading new music into the system, right?
Yep.
Because that's another thing we want to, you know, we want to freshen some things up next week. Every year around football season, this is how it goes. And the tone and tenor with which IT guy spoke to me about that and to you about your issue indicates a heavy level of condescension.
Oh, my gosh.
So
you're already in the hole. It's done.
You've got to bounce back from that somehow.
How's it feel being stepped on all your life? Really?
It wasn't just me. Oh, Chris said he talked to him like that.
It's not, but Chris's computer doesn't shut off.
He was still trying to get something accomplished.
No, for someone else. He don't care. You know what happens on Tuesday with Chris?
Here's what happened, Matt. I walked down the hall and I talked to one of our other bosses.
Uh-huh. Because we got like 11 of them.
Yeah. And guess what's going to happen? The music thing's going to get taken care of.
That we've been working on, right? Because one person said something to one
other
person.
Because an email was sent 2 months ago and nothing happened and we had to...
And we didn't really... It wasn't that pressing of a situation.
No.
Now it's become, because football season starts Tuesday for us, we needed it done. Chris talked to one person. It got done. You? Nothing. They look at you like a fire hydrant. I mean, you're just standing there.
Oh, boy. The fire hydrant analogy.
Uh-huh. You got me good there.
Well, no, you're just standing on a corner. You're a nothing. You're a nothing till they need something from you, like water. You're a nothing. You give out nothing until they need something from you. I just can't believe that you let the IT guy essentially slap you around when you need the stuff. You don't need to be adversarial with him, but you just need to highlight precisely how much you need this to happen. How are you ever going to get ahead in radio? By sitting there and letting the computer guy dictate your life.
I think I'll be okay.
I don't know. You haven't even started yet.
Well, we'll find out Tuesday at 5 a.m.
Right.
I guess so.
I'm kind of hoping your computer shuts off at about 5:04 now.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it's because you're not upfront enough with people. You know?
I don't know how much more upfront I could be.
Huh. You don't know. Well, you don't know how much more upfront you can be. You've let the guy belittle you now four times.
We've got someone suggesting a solution here, Matt.
Which I suggested 2 weeks ago. Go ahead with it.
Take a break at 3:50. Mm-hmm. Save your work. Go vape or whatever you do for 10 minutes and come back and then get back to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've done, but that's a 10 minutes that's cut out.
The problem is, and that's a good solution, it takes a long time for that computer to come back on.
Reboot, yes. And when it does come back, it's much slower.
You like hear that AOL sound when it
like it's out of gas. Then he has to go in a back room and crank it. The computer I'm talking about.
Pour some kerosene.
Yes. So that happens. It's just a mess that can be alleviated. Here's the problem that I have, the biggest problem, besides Matt not being upfront enough with people. The problem that I have is I feel as if this... So the solution is to be had with one guy pushing one button.
Oh, that's all it is, yeah.
And I don't know why that can't be done with more...
Urgency?
Yes, yes. Yeah. There we are.
Not even urgency, like, hey, I'm just going to do this and get it done.
Because Matt shows no punchback after being stepped on.
I'm spineless, Chris.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It's like you have a replay challenge right in your pocket, and a very obvious terrible call happens, and you're just like, oh, you know, we let them beat us up all the time, so it's okay. Forget it. I'm not even going to throw the challenge flag. Why? You're a big time radio star now. Thee and me make your radio star. High Noon, Big City, Pittsburgh, PA. Why don't you just say, I'm Matt, you're you. Let's do it.
I already sent an email this morning saying, hey, let's do this for tomorrow.
And?
I mean, no response yet. I sent it at 5 o'clock.
Man, his radio career is doomed to fail. It's doomed to fail.
I think he's going
to
be okay. It's just an initial hurdle he's got to get over here.
I will pay you $50, cash American.
Okay.
If you send another email that says, can we reschedule this computer shutting off for 10:05 a.m. each day? With the username R. Cook.
Cook.
Yes. Absorbing that shutoff.
I was thinking more 6 o'clock with Jay Colony.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
No, because here's why. We would have to deal with that.
Yes. We don't want to have to deal with the fallout of anything.
Do you remember when we put tape underneath, clear Scotch tape under his mouth so you couldn't see it, but it was bouncing the reflection? He was
Nothing happened.
No, he was moving it around so fast. But then it got to the point where we got scared he was going to throw it and break the equipment, and we had to come off the joke.
Jim's never thrown anything or broken anything.
That's a story for a different day. When we get a little more comfortable in this job, we'll tell it. But he had the mouse and was moving it. It was brilliant, and it was just not moving. And it started with, Then he started to wiggle with the plug, and then it turned into, in 90 seconds time, full-blown turning the microphone off and screaming, damn it, in the studio.
If you want to convince Jim that you're gunning for his job, do that.
Do that.
I'm just kidding. I think you'll be a brilliant radio host. And I think the right way to handle it is just to continue to allow people, you know, to kind of tell you what to do. That's the best course of action in life.
All right.
Let these IT guys just run the whole show, you know. Heck, you know what? Why don't you ask him to be your first guest?
Maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe you should. I mean, they're running your life as it is.
Jeez.
he's going to do great on Tuesday. I can't wait. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing and listen to producer Matt's show on Tuesday. Are you going to be so mad, though, that we're sitting in here and you're like the Castro animals like in a zoo?
Yeah, you just got to watch me get out of class.
Yes.
You're going to boo me if I have a bad segment?
Maybe.
Okay.
Did you ask Ron for tips yet?
No.
I told you to email him. It's email him happening. A long-winded thing. It'd be like, I really look up to you. Could you help me out? I'm kind of looking for some advice.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
That's nothing against Ron. I just know
that.
Didn't
see. It didn't come out that way.
No, not at all.
Big show today. Adam Barry joins us at 9 o'clock to talk a little Bucks. Our breakfast bite, you're going to want to hear from a quarterback. And then we have the Lamoureux twins, right?
Lamoureux
twins. They're doing this incredible initiative with Comcast. The Lamoureux twins, Olympians from North Dakota, you know who they are, scored some big goals in the Olympics.
Pretty gold big medal ones. Winning goals, yeah.
Well, they're coming in here for just briefly at about 7:30 to tell us this initiative they're doing around the country and here in Pittsburgh with Comcast. And it's pretty neat, but we talk a lot of Steelers. Game tonight, fourth preseason game. We get into all that. We start with that. That's all straight ahead, Fan Morning Show.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.